Now, before we even begin discussing how to make wudu, I feel that in this day and age, it's become so unfortunate that we have started to take this act very, very lightly. Meaning we see wudu as a means of just getting water on our body parts and getting it done with, and then think that the salah is the main thing. So let's just get the wudu done as fast as we can. Let's just finish it so that we can get to the salah. Or let's just wash these body parts quickly and finish it so that we can get to the Qur'an. But actually, the wudu in and of itself in our Sharia is actually an act of worship. In and of itself, the wudu is an act of worship. So that's what I'd like to highlight here. Number one, the fact that it's an act of worship. And two, the various benefits that the Prophet ﷺ shared with us regarding wudu. First of all, you should realize that wudu is an act commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala independently in the Holy Quran. And this is the ayah which we started with. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha kumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiqi wamsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn. O you who believe, when you stand for salah, wash the following. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists the parts that need to be washed. So this is an ayah of the Holy Quran. This is a command. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha kumtum ila salati faghsilu. It's a command. The siha of the verb here is command. The form of the verb here is the command form. We are being commanded by Allah to wash these parts. So when you perform the wudu, you in essence are actually fulfilling the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But take it one step further. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you to wash yourselves, He could have told you to wash yourselves, left it blank, and then left it to the hadith to be explained. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unlike other acts of ibadah, actually then goes and lists the exact things that you need to wash. You can look through the entire Quran, you will not find the list of how to pray. It will never say, first you need to stand up, then you need to do takbir, then you need to do standing, then you need to do ruku', then you need to do sujood. None of the acts are listed there in that order. Yet for the case of wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed its importance by actually listing step by step by step exactly how the wudu should be performed, at least the faraid aspects of it. So it highlights the importance of this particular act within our tradition. Think about what wudu does. Wudu provides you with so many benefits that in and of itself you would think that it would be sufficient for the deen.